Now on Sydney Live 3 till 6, talking sport with the big man, Daryl Broman.
Hi, I'm Daryl Broman. You've probably read about me.
Thanks to Macell, all Australian quality you can taste.
Good evening, Mr. Broman.
Yeah, Ben, I'm a bit concerned. Cats doo-doo down the toilet. What do you think about that?
Well, I've
got to go somewhere.
Shocked.
You did sound shocked.
No, I don't think it's all that unusual. I mean, where do you put it? In the bin, in the garden?
Well, I think you just...
Or if you could be bothered walking to the toilet.
Compost it.
Well, that's what we've been talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I wasn't listening.
I spent plenty of time in your backyard looking after Shardy's little doo-doos.
Well, did you?
I
hope you did clean them up, did you?
Yeah, they all ended up in the garden.
What?
Yeah.
Which part of the garden? Some of the garden's
all
dying.
All over the place.
Some of the garden's dying.
Well, it wasn't me.
Well, maybe.
Where do you
now
put them?
Well, I mow them.
You mow the doo-doos?
Yes. I don't need to go into this heavily, but I find it easier just to get the mower and mow the lawn and pick it all up then.
Jared Haynes says he's not aware about receiving off-the-record payments from the Eels.
Well, that's what you'd expect him to say, wouldn't you? I mean, what else was he going to say? Oh, yeah, I did get payments from them that were under the table. I mean, I don't no idea whether he got them or didn't get them. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it was $500,000. Well, allegedly $500,000. $465,000 is the amount that was allegedly given to him. Now, in third-party payments or whatever sort of payments it is, this just goes on and on and on. Look, you know, with regards to Jared Hayne, and I've got, you know, no idea, you know, where he's at, how he got the money or whatever, but it's quite obvious he got the money at some stage. I just hope he doesn't become a bit of a circus here, because the fact that he's now no longer in the NFL and he's going to play for Fiji Sevens in the Olympics, I'm just hoping after all the, you know, all the joy and you know, congratulations went his way last year for what an amazing move, I just hope this doesn't become, you know, a train crash for him.
All right, well, let's move on. The Newcastle Knights are investigating a case of abuse.
Yeah, for Dane Gagai. Now, Dane Gagai unfortunately lost his grandmother, I think, on Sunday, and his team was beaten 62-0. At the end of the game, he was crying with, I think, one of the twins and one of the boys there. And he look, apparently there was someone in the crowd yelled out, you know, Sookie, whatever, and apparently he didn't hear it, so it had nothing to do with him crying and what was going on there. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, there's just idiots everywhere, as we know that, Ben. I mean, you're going to get some
and they
juice.
They believe that there was a racial tone.
Yeah,
there was
a racial tone to it as well. And, you know, after they've just been hammered 62-0, I mean, some people have just got no class, have they?
Speaking of being hammered, the Roosters hammered last night by the Gold Coast.
It's amazing, wasn't it? Beat them 26-6. It was a massive upset. Well, when I say a massive upset, it was a big upset because the Roosters, the last time they played a fortnight ago, they smashed Newcastle. Now, someone did say to me, maybe that wasn't a great sign of strength because Newcastle were beaten 62-0 by the Sharks on the weekend. So Newcastle may be poorer than everyone's considered. But the Roosters last night, they just didn't look interested. I mean, the Gold Coast had lost five in a row leading into that game, and they were by far the better side. They wanted it more, and the Roosters are now, I think, two wins for the season. The way they're going, there's no way they can make the semi-finals.
Just
no
briefly, there's a new head of football for the NRL.
Is great this... appointment.
Yeah.
Brian Canavan's a really good man. He'll do a great job. He was at the Broncos when I first went there back in 1988. I think he was a fitness trainer in those days, but he's moved into the, you know, the CEO roles. He was at the Roosters after the Broncos, and now he's at the Gold Coast. I think it's a perfect appointment, and I congratulate Todd Greenberg for it, because this bloke is a good man. He's got everything, got football blood in his veins. He was a player. He knows a lot about it, and he'll do a great job.
5:45.
You ask the questions.
I just wanted to know.
I just wanted to say.
I'm just ringing up about...
He has the answers.
Look, I know I'm all over most things. I'm not sure what a fast twitch muscle is.
It's time for Ask the Big Man. For Australia's largest car museum, visit gosfordclassiccarmuseum.com.au.
Big Man, we've been talking whingers today because there's a new app called Whinger, and I was going to ask you your big whinge, but Daniel's called in and he's got a question, so I may as well bring you in on this. Daniel, good afternoon. You're talking to Ben and the Big Man.
Good afternoon, Ben and Big Man. How are we?
Daniel. We're very well, Daniel. We're okay at this stage, but we don't know where we're going to be in 30 seconds from now, Daniel, so talk to me.
I'm just on the way home, and my missus got me to get some charcoal chicken and hot chips.
Yeah, oh, excellent. Mm.
Now, is it wrong for me to start eating the chips before I get home?
No.
Well, hold on. Wait. Is this a joint meal, or is this just for you?
No, it's a joint meal.
Joint meal.
Yeah, well, it is wrong, mate. Yes, it is.
No, but he's done the pickup. Daniel's doing the pickup.
Yeah, but hold on. You can't just start eating the chips.
Yes, you can.
Mate, this woman's gone to a great length to ring him to get him to fix up
She's
dinner for them.
She's done nothing. She's sitting at home. He's doing the hard work. But this is the payment.
He should not be eating chips prior to getting home. You're not going to... Did you get a whole chicken or just a half a chicken?
What is it?
No.
Well, because if he started fingering in the chickens and eating the skin and all that
fingering the
stuff,
chicken.
Well, he's in there eating the chicken as well. If once he starts on the chips, you go straight to the chicken.
Big man.
What?
The chips.
You sure?
It is just the chips.
How far have you got to go to get home?
Another 10 minutes.
You, my friend, will be into the chicken like a rat up a drain pipe. I can just read you.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Daniel, call us tomorrow this time to let us know how you go. Big man, thank you.
I'm here.
Well done. Don't worry. It is part of the arrangement. If you're going to pick up the dinner, you're allowed to have a few chips in the car on the way home. We all know it.